Hey, good evening and welcome inside the Quicken Loans studios at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time for the fastest 2 hours in radio. And of course, all of our guests tonight are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. We're going to kick off our program with some college football talk. And how about the Oklahoma Sooners? They continue to move on up. They are the eighth-ranked team in the country, and they are set to face West Virginia with a 7 o'clock kickoff on ABC. Always a true pleasure to welcome back from OU Insider. He is the senior writer that is James Hale. You can also listen to him on KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma, daily from 10 to 2. Good evening, James.
Hey, good evening, E. And the only bad thing about radio is I can't see your face. So that's the only bad thing. But it's always great to be on with you. And I want that Sooner women's basketball team. They can still use you in the post. So get in shape, get ready to go.
Always a great time of year. So talk to me about this particular matchup. The Sooners head to Morgantown to face West Virginia. You got two top 10 teams. How tight is this game going to be, James?
Well, it's going to be a good game because Oklahoma is not really winning any game and blowing teams out. They're just not that dominant of a team. They're a really good team. And offensively, they're really good. So, in every game they go in, it's hard to really stop OU. And West Virginia's been somewhat of a similar team. Oklahoma's got more stars than West Virginia. West Virginia plays really good team offense and defense. So it's an interesting matchup. It's on the road. We'll find out. We're supposed to have some bad weather. And Oklahoma's had perfect weather in every game this year. It's been an unusually warm year for the football season, or heck, it hasn't even changed to winter yet in Oklahoma.
Right.
And, it's 9 degrees hotter than it normally is. So, when you have that kind of weather pattern going, and then all of a sudden you go and you play in bad weather, you really don't know which team will benefit. I think Oklahoma will do fine with P. Ryan and Mixon, behind that big offensive line. And, we'll see. But it's going to be an interesting game. I'm a fan of Dana Holgorsen. I think he does a great job. With a lot of things that he does and, some of the things that he comes up with. And I think this is going to be an interesting game. I really do.
The senior writer with OU Insider, he is back. We love him. James Hale, he is with us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us. You can join us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. So, James, you are packing your bags. You will be in Morgantown for the game. Oklahoma, we've talked many times this season. They got off to a bit of a slow start, and they have now, reeled off 7 consecutive wins. So give us the who, the what, the why. How have they been able to make such a tremendous rally and get back into that top 10? Because it's been an impressive turnaround.
Well, the number one factor is the fact that D.D. Westbrook is back and is playing at a high level. D.D. Westbrook was hurt in the first 3 games, and, he was not really available for Oklahoma. So that's been the biggest factor, that he's healthy and he's ready to go. He's been as good as or better than any other receiver that's out there. And he's been really tremendous. So the fact that he's back, that's given Oklahoma a deep threat like they've always had in Sterling Shepard or Ryan Broyles or Mark Clayton or, Malcolm Kelly or somebody that can go deep. And Baker Mayfield, the quarterback, is really good on his deep throws. He's always on target, does a great job. But he's done a good job on, his tight window throws, too. But I think D.D. Westbrook's been the main key to that. And then that's allowed Baker to have somebody you can get some quick, deep touchdowns with. And then the rest of the receiving corps come together. And then the emergence of Joe Mixon. Now, Mixon played a lot last year and played well, but he's a lot better this year. And, when Samaje got hurt, Joe Mixon picked up the slack and showed everybody just how good he really is. And he's been outstanding. So you've got that two-headed monster at running back in Mixon and Samaje Perine, and then offensive line has been really solid. And then somehow, on defense, Mike Stoops has been able to survive with a defensive group that, they've lost a lot of defensive linemen. They've lost a corner. One of their young, promising linebackers, hasn't been able to play. Matter of fact, they lost him and lost him for his career. They've been able to somehow make it work, substitute this guy here, bring this guy up, play a freshman in Kelly. I mean, they've been able to do something to make it happen and make it work, and it's been pretty amazing. And Seibert, he's done all the kicking this year, and he's been able to handle that. He's really one of the best kickers, and I know everybody thinks he hasn't had the year that he had last year, but maybe he has. You know, he's added kickoffs, and that's one guy that's doing it all, and he actually is pretty good at what he does. You know, this is not a great defensive team, E. Mm-hmm. It's a good defensive team, but it's not great. It's not Alabama great, or, you know, Ohio State can throw something out there sometimes that nobody likes to go with. Wisconsin, I think, is really, really good on defense. I just think Oklahoma's good. I think they're getting better. And they projected what their starting defensive line would be at the beginning of the year. Charles Walker and Matt Diamond were in that group, and Matt Romar was the starting nose tackle. Well, Romar's played pretty well, even though he's nursing a sprained ankle. But Walker and Diamond are no longer with the program. So how many teams can survive that? Yet, there's Neville Gallimore, a redshirt freshman, and there's Devontae Lampkin, a redshirt freshman. Those two guys have stepped in along with Little U's Austin Roberts from a year ago, Little U's DJ Ward from a year ago. Roberts is a senior, Ward's a junior, and, you know, that unit's playing really well. It's probably their best all-around unit. So that's how they've done it, E. It hasn't been by mirrors, smoke and mirrors or anything, but they have a great offense, as good as any offense in college football. They've got a fairly good defense. They're good on special teams. And Westbrook, see, has sparked the return game. That's something they didn't really have, but he's good on punt and kick returns. And that's kind of Oklahoma in a nutshell. They seem to be getting better every week, E.
Well, that was for Oklahoma. It was stunning news. What this week, defensive end Charles Walker, he decides to quit on his team and enter the NFL draft, or he wants to work on that. Why would he make this decision in the middle of a season?
You know, E, that's a great question. And this is, we haven't run into this still very much today about athletes after they play a couple of years and they hear they're going to be drafted, they start thinking about the money in the future. And they start thinking about how violent this game is, and so they kind of shut it down that third year in college and go through the motions to save everything for the NFL. I've never seen a guy at OU just basically say, hey, I'm going to go train and basically leave this program. Now, I've been reporting for weeks that he's been cleared to play by the OU medical staff, but he has told them that he still has headaches and that he's still hurting, and he didn't think he was ready to play. And they've always got to go with the player, no matter what the doctors say. The player says, I'm hurting, I can't play, they can't play him. And so he hasn't played for several weeks. But they really thought he was going to be back either for Baylor or for the West Virginia game. And so on Monday, I really was expecting them to say, all right, he's back, we're going to have him for the last three games. Instead, we got, he's no longer with the football team by mutual agreement. We've decided to move on, and they've decided to move on. It's going to be interesting to see how the pros look at him. Athletically, he's gifted and off the charts. But he's going to have this hanging over his head, and he can say, no, I really wasn't able to play. Then the NFL is going to say, well, are you able to play for us? I mean, it's an interesting deal. You know, Mike Stoops talked about it a little bit and said it's really tough when a player quits on a team, and you know, he said that was really tough for them to take. So, but they've been able to make up for it. Calvin Thibodeau's the defensive line coach. He's been really good. And like I talked about, those young guys that I told you about earlier, they are really, really good and talented. They're going to be good in the defensive line for the next couple of years if they can add another one or two of those guys. But this has been a weird situation. It really has. And I've never seen it in all my years at Oklahoma. I mean, AD fought back from injury and played. Sam Bradford fought back from injury to play.
Right.
Both those guys told me they couldn't leave their teammates. I guess that's not the same thought with Charles Walker. And even though we wish him the best and we hope good things for him, it's certainly an interesting thing, and it's hard not to think that he's just quit on his teammates.
The Sooners and the Mountaineers, we're getting you ready with the senior writer from OU Insider, James Hale. We're going to take a quick time out, but before we go to break, listen in to the head coach of the West Virginia Mountaineers, Dana Holgorsen, and what he had to share at his press conference earlier this week.
Okay, welcome everybody. Going into Oklahoma week, not to my surprise that playing Oklahoma, who's a top 10 team, every year for the last 16 years I've went against these guys. They've been a top 10 team, so this is no different. It's the same Bob Stoops coached Oklahoma team, extremely talented, play hard, effort, play with the chip on their shoulder, play with an attitude. You know, that's no different this year than it's been. So, you know, everybody's excited about this matchup, and I know our guys will prepare hard this week to give themselves a chance to beat the mighty Sooners.